Chapter 9. A Decision. When I saw Mrs. Groves in the morning, I told her about my conversation with Miles the night before. "He gave me a warning last night," I told her. "Just think what I could do if I wanted to be really bad. That's what he said." "Miles can be very bad. We know that from the headmaster. We don't know what he did at school. We only know that he was expelled because of it." "The children often meet Quint and Miss Jessel. I'm sure of this now. If you had been with the children these last few nights, you would know it too." I paused to see Mrs. Groves's reaction. Her face was very pale, but she was listening, so I continued. "Don't you think it's strange that the children never talk about Quint and Miss Jessel, or about the time when they used to live here at Bly? Miles and Flora used to spend time with them when they worked here, but they never even mention their names. But when the children are together, they talk about them. They always seem so good and sweet, but it's just a game. They're trying to hide their friendship with the ghosts from us. When they seem angelic, they're really just absent. Their bodies are here, but their heads are somewhere else, living another life with them. The children aren't mine and they aren't yours. They want to belong to them. They're becoming possessed by them." "That's a very frightening thought," Mrs. Groves said quietly. "Yes, it is," I said. "Those two demons want to possess Miles and Flora, and they'll destroy them if they have to. They appear to the children from across the lake or from the tower, and they look for them through the windows. They're trying to call the children to them. It's only a question of time before the children go. Maybe they'll die in the attempt because they want to be ghosts too. Unless, of course, we can stop them."
"And how can we do that?" asked Mrs. Groves.
I thought for a moment, and then I made two decisions. "The children mustn't be allowed to communicate with their ghostly visitors anymore," I said finally. "Their uncle must come and take them away from here. Only he can stop this."
"Will you write to Lord Henry?" Mrs. Groves asked.
"You know he doesn't want to be worried about the children. You promised to look after them yourself."
"Yes, but this is an emergency," I said. "He's their uncle and the children need him. He's the only one who can save them. He's coming back from Europe soon and then he must help us. I'll write to him as soon as he gets back." Then I asked Mrs. Groves about something that had been disturbing me. "Mrs. Groves, when I first came here, you said that Miles was nearly always good, but you seemed to be hiding something from me. What did you mean? Was there an occasion when he wasn't good? Have you ever seen Miles behaving badly?"
"Yes, I have," Mrs. Groves answered. "I didn't want to tell you when you were new here, but Miles was very bad once. It was when Quint was living at Bly and he was spending a lot of time with Miles. They used to go for long walks and I never knew exactly where they were. One day, I asked Miles about these walks and he lied to me. 'I almost never go outside with Quint,' he said."
"You're imagining it, Mrs. Groves."
"That's not true," I said to Miles. "I often see you coming home with him in the afternoon, and it isn't right. After all, you're a young gentleman. But Quint is just your uncle's servant. You shouldn't be with him all the time. He's not responsible for you." Miles became furious and very hostile. "You're a servant too," he shouted. "You're not allowed to say this. You're just a stupid servant. Don't you ever speak to me like that again."
Mrs. Groves paused for a moment and looked very sad.
"I was shocked," she said, "and I didn't know what to think. He'd never said anything like that before, and he's never done it since then. It only happened once, but it was very frightening. He had never shown such hostility before.
That hostility comes from Quint, I said. He's a very bad influence on Miles.
I didn't see the ghosts over the next few days, but sometimes I felt they were near. At times there was a strange silence or a moment of cold wind. Then suddenly the children started talking a lot, as if to hide something. It wasn't natural that they were so happy and so talkative. It was all very strange.